This is VOA News by your remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says that America is still facing the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to a Tulsa massacre that occurred 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism, but the through line that exists today still. Yeah. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
In 1921, on May 31st and June 1st, a white mob, including some people hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into intermittent camps, or internment camps, I should say, and they were overseen by the National Guard, burned bricks in a fragment of a church basement, or about all that survived today of the more than 30-block historically black district. China's chief trade envoy talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday. The Chinese government said, but they gave no indications when the negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. Talking by video link, the Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. That's according to a Commerce Ministry statement. It gave no further details. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. This is VOA News.